Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Happy New Year and first Sunday of 2024 edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out all the great videos and photos and just some really, really fabulous animal stories and stuff over the last few weeks that I've put up. And that's where you'll find this truth about petfoods.com post about the complaints about Purina products and some dogs getting sick and some deaths and whether or not FDA is going to pursue it and investigate and keep us informed as they are supposed to do. But, you know, with Purina kind of controlling the industry behind the scenes, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So we'll keep you posted on that. Anyway, it is the first Sunday of January, first Sunday of the new year, and it is time, as usual, to get back to one of our favorites and regulars. And I love it because we don't get to just talk about dogs and cats. We got all kinds of animals and doing her very best to help animals all over India would be the founder. And I call her the chief cook and bottle washer of Help Animals India. That would be Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning, Martha, and Happy New Year once again.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too.
I was just saying to a neighbor, how long do we say Happy New Year for? As long as you like. Now,
yeah, well, I was debating that, too, because it's actually the 7th of January, but it's our first show of the new year, so how can we not say Happy New Year?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say it up till January 11th, which is the full moon, and it's called the Wolf Moon.
Oh.
And they had a wolf rescue, so we're going to do a post on social media about that.
All right. Okay. So Eileen has made this official. We can say Happy New Year until July 11th.
January 11th.
Or until January 11th. July 11th. So January.
And then we of course we get up to the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Dragon.
I was gonna say, Nathan just posted about that. Is Chinese New Year start on the 11th? Jason, is that or what?
No, it's the next. It's always the first. It's the new moon. The Chinese
new moon.
And Tibetan and many and other Asian countries are on the new moon.
And real quick, I just had to buzz you, Martha.
Oh, did I? What did I? Oh, never. Okay, I even missed that one.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that'll be on the new moon of February 9th.
Is when the Chinese New Year begins.
The new moon. Yeah, the new moon.
Okay. And I think I remember Jude posting, isn't it the Year of the Dragon?
Yes, Year of the Dragon.
All right. Okay. Do y'all know what you are in Chinese medicine? I know I'm a tiger.
Yeah, I know, but I want to talk about elephants.
Oh, okay. Is there such a thing as an elephant in the Chinese? You know, like I'm a tiger and I know there's a rat.
No, sorry, there's no elephant.
No elephant. All right, yeah. Well, then let's change the subject. So Help Animals India, one of the animals that Help Animals India helps are elephants. So let's start the new year here on Animal World with an elephant update. So,
yeah, so, you know, India has the elephant population has declined over the years, and they have a lot of captive elephants. So just how we might work to free the elephants from zoos and bring them to sanctuary in this country, we work to free them from their captivity.
And what would they do with elephants in captivity?
Well, they use them for working elephants, and that's very bad for them. You know, getting
that would be what, like logging, where they drag the logs out and stuff.
Yeah, logging. Okay. In ancient times, they used them for war. They would ride the elephants.
Wow.
The way they would ride horses and.
Wow, I didn't know that.
But mostly they're in the temples, and because the elephant represents the god Ganesh. So people come and get blessings from the elephant, but the elephant doesn't have a very nice life living in some small corral and not being with her own kind and not having access to roaming around as they like to do. So far, we've supported the rescue of 6 elephants, and we hope to get another 3 more over time. But these are older elephants, and they've been through a lot, so they need a lot of care. And so I have 2 stories recently that one of the elephants, the oldest one, Anisha, she's 57, and she's pretty lame. So the other elephants kind of help her. We talked about this before. You asked if they bother her. No, they help her. And so they're all sort of hanging around her and not using all of the land that was donated for them recently.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So they have all this land because elephants, you know, they're left on their own in the wild. They walk. You know, lots of miles constantly. But you're saying because they also are very much family oriented, and I would imagine that this group of rescued elephants has become a family.
They have formed their own family. And another elephant, she's younger, Lakshmi, she had a lot of problems walking also. And I didn't know this, but elephants lie down to sleep. And they have a tremendous weight on their legs. So anyhow, Lakshmi wasn't lying down. She finally lied down. She couldn't get up. They had to order a crane to get her up. And, you know, we can't actually get an elephant. They need walkers.
Because that's an interesting dilemma because, you know, they've become a family and one of the older one that's very lame can't do the walking. But instead of the rest of the little herd going off and walking, they stay home with the one that can't walk. And that's not, they need more exercise. So what, do you guys have a plan? How do you deal with that?
Well, they have a lot of remedies that they use. And lately, one of the remedies I found out about is called castor oil, which I actually use myself. You use it to help your skin and other problems.
Yeah, I've got a bottle of castor oil
externally,
on my shelf.
Externally,
yeah.
You use it.
Yeah.
So they bought it. They use it. It's an indigenous remedy in India. So they have gallons of it for the elephant. So they give her massages and. There's a lot of care goes on, and it's expensive, you know, to support these elephants. So everyone wants elephants to be saved, and we're doing it. So
but you need support financially to be able to pay for caring for these elephants.
Yeah, a lot less than it would cost in this country, because, you know,
The dollar goes so much farther over there.
The caregivers, yeah.
So, so it sounds like you don't necessarily have elephant walkers that take them walking, but you work on keeping the older one healthier and able to walk more.
Yeah. No, I was just making a joke that a walker like we have for our people here when they...
Yeah, yeah.
The but elephant needs one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they had a lot of injuries from the logging and just, you know, poor care.
And they're all females, aren't they?
Yes. Mostly females are kept in captivity. They don't mess around with the males.
Yeah, because a lot of issues there. Do you know what are most of the elephants that are in captivity, like in the temples and the places where you would want to rescue them from? Are those mostly female elephants? And
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you say there's plans to bring in three more at some point?
Over time. It's a big legal process that goes on.
All right. All right. It's good to know, and that they're being so well cared for, and get to spend, you know, the end of their lives. And you mentioned that at least one of the elephants was in her 50s. What's the expected lifespan of captive elephants in rescue?
I'm not sure, mm-hmm. but probably a little less than a human lifespan.
Oh, yeah. All right. What else is on the agenda this month for Help Animals India?
Well, I was surprised that a local person who I hadn't been in touch with for years wrote to me. She just returned from India. It was a lifetime dream of hers to go visiting a tiger sanctuary. So she saved all her money, not a wealthy person. And she had a change. She did do her wildlife trek. She had a change trains in some station in a place we don't usually help. And she saw some horrific situations for the dogs there. And one of the photos was so bad that GoFundMe wouldn't even let us post it.
Wow.
So just three-legged dogs with open injuries and just all these difficult situations. So she reached out to me. Now, it's very hard to help in just every place. You know, you have to have the infrastructure set up. But luckily, there's a group we help, and it's just an hour away. It's one of the, it's called People for Animals. And so she connected with them. And she had to catch the train to come back to Seattle. So she didn't have much time.
Uh-huh.
You know, she was just there for a few hours. But in those few hours, she networked with one of the volunteers. I mean, you see dogs hanging around train stations. Someone's feeding them. Someone's, you know, there's something. It's not some sort of tradition going on with them. But they just have, they need to be spay-neutered and vaccinated. So she reached out to us, and so we are, and she was new to fundraising, and she put up a GoFundMe. And she was so frustrated, you know, nothing came in, or people don't understand, you know, why am I helping dogs in India? And I kept encouraging her, saying, you're doing great, you know, you're really making a difference, you didn't look away. So she's now involved in this project, and we're supporting her. And so it's just really fantastic that there is a group, even though it's an hour away, that can step in. And so the GoFundMe is under, you just search under Dogs in India.
Dogs in India is how you, the GoFundMe page.
Yeah, and it's the first one that comes up. Her name is Leilani Julie, and you would see that. The first one that comes up currently. There's other Dogs in India up there.
All right. So, well, that's one of the things that I just love about your organization, you know, the Help Animals India, in that you aren't just one little organization. You support lots of organizations all over India. And that's what allows you to be able to help so many different kinds of animals and in different places. But gosh, that's exciting how this went down. You've got someone who's actually traveling in India and at the train station and sees the horrific condition of the dogs, is able to contact you while she's there. You're able to give her.
Yeah, she did all this when she came back. And she's ongoing with it. She's a rescuer here. She works full time, so wow. She's really taken on a lot.
But really doing some good work. But how wonderful is that? That you now have a little bit of infrastructure set up so that there is a group that you're aware of and support that was just an hour away. And so were they able to take care of the specific dogs that she was so concerned about? Were they able to get medical care for them?
The sanctuary, but there's a lot more dogs and injuries, too. There's some really bad stories of what they do. You know, a lot of things I can't really share.
Sure.
Of cruelty.
All right. Well, then let's, it is looking at the clock. It's time. We need to take care of advertisers here for a couple of moments, and then we will continue with Eileen and Help Animals India. We'll find out what else is on our list and what we need to be caught up and what's going on with the animals in India. And of course, how we can help and how you get signed up for the incredible newsletters and information that Eileen sends out and how you can donate to the cause yourself. So stay right where you are. More with Help Animals India coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our best and neuroenergetic balancer, does the Rasmussen Reset. That's his do-it-yourself-at-home program. And, of course, he'll be in with us next week with his sister, Linda Rasmussen, and we'll be taking your calls for free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And I got to tell you, if you're on his email list, the email that he sends out, an email newsletter, like usually every other Sunday, the one that came out this morning is over the top fantastic. If you haven't read or you haven't looked at it, look for it. You probably can get it by going to Dr. Nell's website, thehealingministryforanimals.com, and sign up for the email newsletter, and maybe you'll get the one from today. But wonderful. He's doing now a monthly affirmation. Great story for starting the new year and how to do resolutions and do accomplish the things that you would normally do in a resolution that we never keep and never do. It just is a fabulous, fabulous email, and with advice and information as to how to do all this in the new year. So I highly recommend that. So check out Dr. Nils Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so you can just fill out the quick contact. He'll arrange to talk to you by phone. And of course, you can be here next week to hear him live on the air and be able to call in for free remote treatments. And of course, you know me, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends and solve problems. Boy, did I see a cute English cream golden retriever yesterday, 6 month old, smart and sensitive and spoiled. And boy, was he in trouble. But we had a major transformation of this guy yesterday. So that was real fun to facilitate and see. So if you need help with your dog friends or know anybody that does, tell them to call me. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. And just give a call to 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. We are going back. We're in the middle of a conversation with Eileen Weintraub, founder and president of Help Animals India. So, Eileen, what else is on your list of stuff to talk about this month?
Well, yesterday was Catter Day, and we have that every week, year round. And so we are continuing our projects to help with the sterilization of cats. So as I mentioned before, in many places in India, there are no stray cats because of all the dogs and the monkeys and the challenges. But in other places, there's just too many cats, and you know, the cat feeders suffer, and not everyone likes them. Now, I am a cat rescuer from a teenager in Brooklyn, New York, and so I learned from the great cat ladies of our time, you know, how to help them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I went to India, I said, oh, no, and, you know, most veterinarians at that time, 20 years ago, they did not even know cat spay neuter.
Wow.
Just wasn't taught, and cats, you know, were not you know, as pets so much. And people didn't know about cats as pets. They didn't know that the furry thing running around and yowling and, you know, fighting, you know, and they never got close to a cat. And I've actually met some people recently, their children, people from India. They haven't been around cats. So when I show them a cat, they're actually, you know, up close, they're actually amazed. They don't know that a cat can, you know, jump down from a height and not get hurt, unlike a dog. And so it's just really a joy to introduce, you know, cats as pets. And that's what's happening in India also, where traditionally young people lived, you know, with their family their whole life, and they got married and then moved to the other person's family. You know, they lived in a group, but now maybe a young woman's going to get an apartment, you know, she's going to get a cat. So we have to have the veterinarians and the projects to support that so that they're not overwhelmed and you don't have these horrendous hoarding situations that you can get, you know, where, you know, the rescuers start taking in stray cats and then they have 50 starving cats and makes a news story eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems to me that, some of the issue was, you know, because you talk about it often, you know, the street dog population, like 33 million street dogs in India. And I think, you know, that in itself was overwhelming, and most of the focus was on the dogs. But especially, you know, with the help of Help Animals India and all the work that's been done in educating about dogs and getting spaying and neutering and vaccinations going and all that sort of stuff, then I think, you know, people started becoming more aware of the cats and that they needed help too. And I think you Help Animals India has been instrumental in working with veterinarians and making sure they know how to spay and neuter. And then you actually, I think, are helping them, or organizations, do the TNR, the trap, neuter, release stuff that we do over here. But I remember you've talking about that the traps are hard to find and hard to come by, and often when you go back to India or people you know go, they take traps over for the different organizations that you support.
Yeah, we still can't get them, and then with the pandemic, you know, the supply chain, you know, problem. So
yeah,
so then you teach them other ways. So some of the animal workers who catch the dogs with a net. Can you know, if they're really skilled, you can use a net also to catch a cat. It's not, but then you have to have a proper carrier to put them in, and so you know, it's all a training process, and it's all, you know, you have to have everything set up, the veterinarian and the people to take them in, and we have this wonderful group. You know, Help Animals India also gives grants to Nepal, the country of Nepal, different groups there. And this other group is called Kathmandu Lovers, CATMANDU, like Kathmandu, but CAT.
That's cute.
Kathmandu. And they're just fantastic. You know, they really love cats. And so they're doing a great job. So we give them a grant. And, you know, it's about, works out to about $20 each cat to, you know, provide all the services from start to finish.
Does that organization, do they actually have a little shelter have?
A little shelter, yeah. They're overwhelmed with kittens all the time and, you know, just the usual story. And but at least, you know, they can provide those services for people to bring them in. And also another major project we have is in South India, in the big mega city of Bangalore. And they're starting a new cat clinic, kind of state-of-the-art. And it's actually being supported by a famous person who is the mother of the Prime Minister of England.
Wow.
So anyhow, she... but. She's not giving any money she doesn't have for the spay neuter. So we're doing the spay neuter. So this is the, you know, just a mega project, all the teeming apartment buildings. So many people live there. And not everyone likes cats, you know, running around in the hallways and making, you know, they think a mess. And so, you know, at least they can be spay neutered and supported that way.
And, yeah. Well, it sounds like with the help of you know, Help Animals India and all the other supportive organizations around, that they're really starting to catch up and starting to really take care of the cats and addressing the issues.
Well, it's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Help Animals India, Martha, is you like to make us sound like a mega charity. We're really small. And there's many, many people in other countries that are closer to India that have helped. There are people from Australia and people from Europe and of course, the great people in India themselves who are, you know, so many. You know, 1.3 billion people, do the math, there's lots of people who love animals.
Right.
You know. So, you know, in this country, you know, how many of us are, you know, animal caretakers, animal rescuers, is just as many. or, you know, in India and Nepal. It's just that they don't have, you know, the infrastructure that goes along with that because of the poverty rate for the people. So, and, you know, just need to support that as we can.
Do you think more, because life with what we would consider our domestic animals, especially dogs and cats, here in the States is very different than the relationship and in the situation in India with people and animals? And most of the dogs are community dogs or street dogs, and they're cared for, but they don't live with them necessarily like we do, or the cats. But do you think that's changing? Are more people bringing these animals and, you know, dogs and cats into their homes and caring for them in a similar way to how we do it?
Well, maybe, you know, in the cities. You know, it's a very diverse population. And some do. And mostly, yeah, you know, they think community dogs are the normal way, you know, to have life, where you just have everything just sort of out on the street and coming in and out. I mean, Mark and I, once we visited a small apartment building in one small city in India, and it was after work time, and everyone just sort of knocked on everyone's door, was visiting left and right. So it you know, around here, to get together with someone, you have to arrange it for, you know, months in advance, practically.
Right.
So there, it's just more of a community life, and so there's lots of cats, dogs, you know, the monkeys running around on the street. So that's kind of normal. But to see an animal, you know, suffering that needs help, you know, that's where the groups have to they step in and help, because they would consider those community dogs part of their dogs. But they're still not, you know, on a leash or walked. And it's not to say that some aren't. The problem is the purebred dogs are becoming popular. So some people want to get those dogs and then turn up their noses at the community dogs right in front of them. They won't consider them the same way. So, you know, that's why there's a lot of programs, you know, adopt a community dog, you know, have pride in the Indian dogs. And the Indian dogs are actually an ancient breed. You know, we've talked about that, where, you know, you've seen some of these dogs, like, from the islands around here. They come up from Barbados, or, you know, these are the native dogs with short hair. And very, very smart. So, but there,
yeah, I had an interesting session with a family that were actually the husband grew up in Thailand, and
right,
and had come from Thailand and brought brought a dog over with them.
Yeah.
So I was there to help them with this dog. Well, they had DNA tested this dog, and it came back 100%. Southeast Asian street dog. And
yeah,
and now it was dark in color, black and tan in color, but had the same physical structure that I think of when the genetic models, if you combine all dog DNA and, you know, you get a generic dog, that's what they look like. And it's kind of like a lot of these street dogs, community dogs, look the same in different parts of the country. Like the Indian dogs, their basic physical structure is very similar to this street dog, this Asian street dog. But I'll tell you, Eileen, I had to totally create and kind of regroup on everything that I do to work with a dog in the session with this dog, because it was very different than our domestic dogs. The dog was very smart, but also kind of wise and discriminating. And man, it absolutely took to my methods and how I do things very quickly. And it was so smart and learning, but it was a completely different experience than
working
with our dogs.
Well, some of these dogs are too much for people, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're very smart.
The woman in who used to bring over a lot of dogs, and she kind of gave up because some of the dogs were getting returned. But I have a link on the website. It's called indog.co.in, indog.co.in, IN for India. Uh-huh. And it's all about the indog, the indigenous village dog of the Indian subcontinent, dingo type, primitive dog, and, you know, just how all about them and how, and they're actually sort of endangered because, you know, when people don't want their breed dogs, they're throwing them out on the street and then they're mixing with them. But this is a fascinating link. I'll send it to you, Martha.
Well, yeah, that's one of the concerns I had when you said that, you know, we've got all the 33 million street dogs in India stuff, but you say that purebred breed dogs are becoming popular. Well, you know, people get these dogs, and you know, us humans are not necessarily responsible with the animals, and that might really mess up the detail genetically, you know, if the purebreds get out there and start breeding with the street dogs.
Yeah, well, just like, you know, human population. We're
yeah,
all
yeah.
mixing up.
Crazy. All right.
But, well, it is a wonderful breed in itself. And,
well, I find them, you just have to understand that they aren't necessarily just like our domestic dogs here.
Yeah, well,
but they're
very
great dogs.
Smart because they've had to be.
Yeah,
like
you have
to
be smart to survive.
Yeah, they know how to cross the street. You
uh-huh.
know, I've seen them.
Yeah.
And, you
they
know,
actually
it's different
look both
than,
ways.
Than our Cocker Spaniels, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. But when you understand their intelligence, sensitivity, they actually can be wonderful dogs. I mean, we had a major transformation with this Asian street dog, and she just took to it amazingly well. And anyway, they can be fabulous dogs, but sometimes you just need a little help in understanding them and how to communicate with them. So anyway, before we wrap up here, Eileen, tell everybody how they can get involved and help Animals India and get all the great information from you.
Okay. Well, if anyone's listening to and would like to help out, the first thing you can do is just go to our website, helpanimalsindia.org, and just put your email address in there. That's all. And it's actually only every other month that we send an update. But
yeah,
I never see anyone from Animal World doing that. So please.
Hey, you guys.
Give
are
me
you
a
listening?
Thrill.
We need to know that you're listening and that you care about Help Animals India. So at least get to the website, helpanimalsindia.org. Sign up for that. Sign your email address up for the newsletters and let us know that you're paying attention.
Yeah. So maybe people could just do that.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate it. And, of course, you can make a donation. I like to do that, but I've just set up an automated payment, so I don't have to think about it. It just happens every month, and that's so easy to do.
Yeah, well, those automated payments, there's a lot of disasters that happen, and so we can have a little money on hand to help. It doesn't always make the news what happens in India and Nepal. There was a big earthquake recently, and then it was, flooding, and so we can have just a little bit to send and make all the difference to rescue the animals during these times.
Yeah, and our money goes much farther there because, the dollar is much stronger there.
The dollar is strong still, and we're lucky in that. So,
yeah. So helpanimalsindia.org. Let's everybody get on board and help Eileen do this wonderful work and help all of the animals there. And can't wait for our next report on the elephants and all that's going on. And Eileen, I wish you a wonderful happy new year because it's only July 7th. So you said I can do this now till the 11th.
Yeah, and the 11th is the new moon. Sorry, it's the new moon.
New moon.
The 11th.
Okay. All right. So I look forward to chatting with you again next month. And in the meantime, happy new year and have a great month.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eileen. God bless.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Everybody. God bless. Bye.
All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers and come back and do a little current events. And we have some dogs and birds that need some help. So we'll tell you about that in a moment. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our first Sunday of the New Year edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter at angelicclarifications.com. She's our personal awareness coach, medium, communicator, psychic person, and she does a regular podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. that you can find on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC. And she joins us here usually the third Sunday of every month. And so it'll be a couple weeks. She'll be here with us, and you can call in for free personal awareness coaching and questions about life and your animals and all that good stuff. AngelicClarifications.com. And she does private readings, so you can call her if you're interested. 360-770-7826, I believe. And I should probably check on that number just to be sure. So let me grab something as we speak, or as I speak here. And I'm just making a mess, of course, but 360-770-7486. There we go. 7486 is the number. 360-770-7486 is Natasha's number. All righty then. And of course, our sound healer, Whispering Dragon Center, Jude Ponton, in Shoreline now. You really want to get in to experience the gongs and the sound and in person. But she also works remotely. Whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or call Jude at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We'll incorporate everything into current events. Alrighty. Well, let's see. We'll do a quick on our official current events list here. The big thing is mark your calendars. The Great Backyard Bird Count happens in February, and the official dates, the weekend that it happens, is February 16th through the 19th. The Great Backyard Bird Count. You can certainly search that for more information, or you can also go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events, because Rhonda should have up this great backyard bird count now, and the links that are up. They're going to have some great seminars and free educational stuff. The links will be announced soon. And then there's different ways to participate in the Great Backyard Bird Count. And Nathan, I found out there's a real easy way, because I was checking it out yesterday. Instead of going through all the rigmarole of signing up and fill out things, if you have, you know, the Merlin app that we have, you know, the Merlin app that you, is free on your phone from Cornell in California, that you can record birds to identify them, or by picture, and you can keep lifetime, you know, bird counts of the birds that you've seen. Well, anyway, if you have the Merlin app, you don't need anything else. You can just, during that weekend, February 16th through 19th, the what's up on our current events page will tell you how to use your Merlin app. You just have to go and identify a bird and record it, and then it automatically gets put into the bird count. So for us that have the Merlin app, it's a piece of cake. So obviously I'll be giving you more information about the Great Backyard Bird Count coming up. Remember Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park, South Everett. If you got a live Christmas tree, then New Year, New Tree on next Saturday, January 13th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. They need a work crew. They're going to be planting all those live Christmas trees on the West Fork of the Quilceta Creek. And so if you'd like to help, you can check, you know, give them a call, 425-316-8592 for the planting of the returned live Christmas trees. And then let's see, the new addition to Animal World this week, besides the Great Backyard Bird Count, would be marking your calendars for Homeward Pet Adoption Center's annual fundraiser. The Furball dinner and auction will be May 4th this year. Tickets go on sale in February, but I don't yet have details yet on where it's going to be and all of that. But if you're a Homeward Pet Adoption Center fan and want to attend the Furball dinner and auction, it is going to be on May 4th this year. And we'll know more in February. All right. I think that is all I have for you on this part of current events. But I told you, we got dogs and birds that need some help. Well, first news would be, I think those birds, and those would be in the version of a seahawk, would they not, Nathan?
That would qualify as a bird.
Yeah, yeah. And we got at least one more game.
Mm-hmm.
We got a game this afternoon. And it's a must win for the Seahawks, and then, as I understand it, they need some help from somebody else, and maybe to get into the playoffs. But We're not competing with them today because game doesn't start till, I don't know, 1:25 or something this afternoon. But if you are so inclined, you might want to root for the Seahawks.
And the odds are in their favor because they're playing a team that is good to be in this situation against, because the Arizona Cardinals, they're struggling this year at 4-12.
Uh-huh.
So we have the upper hand going into this game. Of course, we can't underestimate them, but...
Well, you never know, because, yeah, no matter how bad teams are, when you get towards the end of the season and you're fighting for playoffs, sometimes they rise to the occasion and they're way better than their reputation would precede them, sort of thing.
Right.
So, you know, but they've got a, this is a must win. So if you care about Seahawks, you want to, I sure like that Geno Smith. And of course, I love Pete Carroll and,
Do you think this will be Pete Carroll's last year or no?
Well, I don't know. You know, you watch that guy and he still looks like a kid the way he gets excited and runs around. He's got so much energy and fun and he's got such a great attitude. I mean, I would hate to see him retire or whatever and be done, but I hope he stays, but I actually don't know. I haven't given it any thought.
Oh, it's very hard to believe he's 72. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. They're this afternoon. But then we have some really good news. Mm-hmm. And the dogs we're talking about are the DAWGSs, my team, the University of Washington Huskies, and woohoo!
My team too.
Okay, so you're a Husky
I'm
too.
A Husky.
All right, that's good. Then we can get along about that. Because, you know, a lot of us are, there's two, and I think there always will be, the rivalry in this state anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Washington Huskies or the Washington State Cougars.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, am a Husky. I mean, I grew up in the backyard of the University of Washington, and I actually went to the University of Washington. So I'm definitely a Husky. My brother bailed, though. He went to Washington State, so he's a Cougar. Yeah,
that's how it is with my family. I mean, we both didn't go to those schools, but my brother, he's a Cougar fan and I'm a Husky fan.
Well, my best joke, and I use it with my brother all the time, is, you know, Nathan, how do you keep Cougars out of your yard?
You paint an end zone.
Right. You put up goalposts.
Oh,
anyway, so the they won their division. Which I'm not, what is it? Still the Pac-12 or Pac-10 or whatever they, but anyway, the Huskies won. Mm-hmm. And so they played in the Sugar Bowl last week on New Year's Day, right? And they won. Woohoo!
I'm surprised your heart is still beating after what happened in last week's
game.
Oh
my God. That game was unbelievable. And in fact, it was like the last few minutes of the game, and my brother, who's a Cougar, was actually watching the game.
He was
watching the game. So we were texting sometimes, like you and I do, if we're doing, you know, Nathan, I was texting with my brother about the game. And so it was a few minutes to go. I mean, very little time left. And I was going to text him, yay, you know, the Huskies are going to the champion and all of that. And something in my mind said, wait, not yet. And then all of a sudden the game just went belly up,
completely
upside down. And all of a sudden the game's on the line. It's not sure they're going to win. And it went down to, I mean, my gosh, the last play in the last seconds of the game.
Even the announcers had it locked in, you know,
right.
About 2 minutes left to go. They were saying, oh, this is no chance. I mean, the Huskies, they just got themselves too much of an advantage.
And I was ready to text my brother, but that little intuition in my right ear said, hold on.
Don't speak too soon. It's never over until the clock hits zero.
Hold on. And sure enough, everything. Oh, but the good news is that, whoa, they pulled it out by the seat of their pants.
Yeah.
And they won the game. Hugely exciting. And so now they play for the national championship.
Against Michigan.
They're playing Michigan. And that'll be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
right? And it's like
roughly 4 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, it's a later in the day game again. But it's for the national championship, so you know, care about. We need to root for the Huskies, and I sure hope that they're able to go all the way and win.
Gone all the way. They just need to win it now.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't quite understand how they figure out these things in college football, and I think they've just, in my opinion, just screwed everything up. I mean, because the Huskies should have been in the Rose Bowl, and I don't understand why that didn't happen, because it was always an automatic. If you won the Pac-10, then you went to the Rose Bowl, but somehow we ended up in the Sugar Bowl, and anyway,
it got us to the championship, that's for
sure. So let's root for the Huskies national championship, and that would be tomorrow. So, woohoo. All right. So I guess that catches us up on all our current events and such. And we can close out hour number two, get ready to fire up hour number three. And we are just going to, one last time, we're going to all lang syne it with the Jingle Cats just to make Martha happy. And we get to hear them air a Jingle Cat song one more time before the love train takes over. And we have to put them to bed and back in their kennels and crates for another year and until the holidays next year. Now they still get to hang around for current events and stuff, but pretty much this is the last run for the Jingle Cats, and we'll say goodbye to 2023 as we are welcoming in 2024. Next up, animals24-7.org. And boy, is there a lot to talk about and a lot of good news. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
But we can't do that until we energize the love train.
We're not love training. We're just all by design.
Yeah, that's right. See, I need to get back on the track here. No pun intended, being a train.
So we're just going to auld lang syne, and that's just because, you know, we'll be doing Love Train as regular next week, but we really need all the time we can get with help with Animals 24-7. There's so much to talk about. So just auld lang syne. Well, Love Train will happen again next week. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.